So in which way reading the Quran is helping us to fast? During and especially connected
yes,
to this night?
When we fast and recite Quran, then we extract lessons for our moral and spiritual development from the glorious Quran. And as we fast, it helps us in bringing that spiritual and moral teachings practically into our lives.
And then when so this is for the whole life, in fact, and then during Ramadan we are adding to this. So
of course.
What do we have to add as this relationship between, you know, the Quran and Laylatul Qadr, knowing that the Quran was revealed during this night? So what is the specific relationship between Al-Quran and this night for the ordinary Muslims that are watching us right now?
Yes, because Quran was revealed in this night, and that's why Quran being the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so precious for us, and that's why this night has been made very precious and full of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But in what? In reading the Quran? So we would advise the Muslims that are coming to the mosque or at home to read more Quran during this night? This is the way they have to welcome this night?
Of course, because this night is a highly rewarding night, as Quran itself says, that in this night we may earn reward equal to the reward of 1,000 months. So in this night, if we recite Quran, if we do some other good deeds, we pray, we stand in prayer, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, man qama laylatul qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. So, standing in prayer in this night with iman and ihtisab.
Can you translate very quickly?
Yes, will bring forgiveness for our sins.
Yes. So this is, thank you for that, because I think it's very central in understanding the way we have to deal with this night. Okay, we'll be back after this short video clip.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن ونور أبصارنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن واشف مرضانا.
Reside at the mosque during this night and to make dua and to follow in the programs are open to everyone really.
Very amazing part of it is when you going home at the end of month of Ramadan, it's like your blood in your body has cleared up from all the stress.
Laylatul Qadr being the most important night of the Ramadan, it has been recommended to do Ihya. Ihya means keeping it alive by praying and particular attention to particular du'as and the Quran.
There are two aspects to Laylatul Qadr. You know, it's the night that the first Imam Ali alayhi salam was killed. So we have to remember that. But also we fast, we pray all night, and it's the night where your sins are forgiven.
Okay, well, now for the second part, I'm joined by Sheikh Fadil Bahrul Uloom, who is an Islamic scholar and lecturer. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for being with us. We have been talking during the first part about the very beginning, then the Prophet, peace be upon him, was to come to tell us about Laylatul Qadr, and then the very essence of this relationship between Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the termination of merits, and the Quran. So if we have to start with this, when the Muslims are fasting, and then we are reaching the last 10 days of Ramadan, and this is something which is essential, why these 10 days are so important from a spiritual angle, and why do we have to understand the very meaning of this night while we are reaching the last 10 days?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. First, as you mentioned probably during the first half of the program, Laylatul Qadr has been kept kind of, it's not a clear day for yes. night for the Muslims. There is a reason behind that, and I hope that if I just talk for a minute about that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like us to spend the last 10 nights remembering, reciting Quran, supplications, dua. And this is, I just would like to mention one thing, is this is an indication of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He wouldn't like us to commit sin or forget recitation of Quran or dua, while we know definitely that this night is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. He would like to discourage us from committing sins during these nights, and He would like to encourage us to carry on recitation, ibadat, worshipping during those last nights.
But why? Why during these last 10 days or 10 nights?
Because Ramadan, everyone knows that Ramadan is a special month for yes. Muslims. And He just would like us to, it's a nice way of saying goodbye to this month.
Okay.
To spend longer time with ourselves, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reciting Quran and dua and asking for forgiveness.
So it's really 10 days where we have to be connected to God, to Allah, and to try to get His forgiveness. Is there something else that we can reach during these last 10 days?
It's everything to do with the ibadat, with the worshipping, which we've been doing during Ramadan. Because it's not only fasting, stopping eating, and break the fast by the evening. We need to remember, it's a kind of message to us. We need to remember what we've done during that month, and how we're going to leave this month, and what is the plan for the few months after Ramadan.